Let us pray for unity in the Church throughout the world, that we and all God's family may grow in our awareness that Christ is working within us, empowering and inspiring us. Help us to recognize the imprint of God's love in the people we meet and in the many encounters of our lives. We pray for all who act as leaders of people and who hold positions of authority and responsibility, that they may carry out their duties with wisdom and justice and strive to promote peace and goodwill in our world. We pray for one another, that we may promote God's love every day in all we do and live up to his expectations of us. We pray especially for all missionaries, that their words and deeds may draw others to Christ and that they may ever be refreshed by God's love. As stewards of this world, we pray that all humankind will learn to show greater respect for God's creation, that we may recognize our interdependence with the created world and work to preserve the natural balances that God has established. We continue to pray for the sick and infirm and for those who care for them. We ask for your loving mercy to be poured upon those who seek your comfort in their distress, especially those who have lost loved ones recently. We pray for those who have died. Grant them a share in your eternal kingdom. We conclude our prayers with the words our Saviour taught us, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Our final hymn is God is Love, Let Heaven Adore Him, sung to the tune Abbot's Lee.